Hey there, guys. It's Judy calling. Haven't talked to you for a while. I know Ruth Ann gave me permission to send one message last week, and I just didn't get a chance to do it because my life just went out of control. But in any case, I wanted to call today. I received an email from Graham in South Africa, and Graham, thank you very much. I got this message, and I guess it's a word from Joel and Victoria Osteen, and I thought I'd read it to you today. And it starts out with the scripture verse, Hebrews 10:35, which says, "Do not cast away your confidence, for it carries a great reward." Have you been praying and believing for something that seems like it's taking a lot longer than you thought? Many times people can miss God's best because they give up before they see their due season come. Don't let that be you. Be encouraged today. Your answer is closer than you think. If it seems like things are getting more difficult, remember, when the intensity heats up, that means you're closer to your victory. It always seems darkest before the dawn arrives. You serve a faithful God, and He's working behind the scenes on your behalf. Don't cast away your confidence today because your reward is coming. And just like a new mother forgets about her labor pain when she is finally holding her newborn, you'll forget about your struggle when you are holding on to your promise. When you are waiting, keep an attitude of faith and expectancy. Wake up every morning and say out loud, "I've come too far to give up now. My due season is coming. I will reap my harvest." Stay in faith and look for His hand of blessing, because He has promised you victory, and it's closer than you think. And there's a prayer here. Father in heaven, today I stand believing that You are working behind the scenes on my behalf and on behalf of all of the brothers and sisters in this group. Give each one of them Your strength to continue believing until they see Your promise fulfilled in their life. And actually, not just until then, but keep that faith in You growing so that they might believe You for great and mighty things, not things so much for themselves, but things that will bring You glory, things that will give You honor and praise. For Lord, You are worthy of our praise. And I say amen in the name of Jesus, the one who conquered hell and death. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen. Well, I'll talk to you next time, guys. Hope it won't be so long in between talks this time. Love y'all. Bye-bye now.